Time now to go beyond the bases with the Huntley Little League on 101.5 FM, Huntley Community Radio.
Hey, hey, Little League fans all across Camden, McHenry County. My name is Eric Thomas, and thanks for joining me today on this episode of Beyond the Bases. We are very proud to be starting a brand new community partnership this year with the Huntley Little League, and this new radio feature is designed for you to get introduced to the rising stars of Huntley Little League, as well as meet some of the dedicated coaches, volunteers, and families that make all of this possible for our kids. Joining me in the dugout first on this episode of Beyond the Bases is Todd Doyle, the president of Huntley Little League. Todd, thanks for joining us today. Tell me just a little bit about you.
Well, Eric, I'm Todd Doyle. I'm the president of Huntley Little League. I've been on the Huntley Little League board for the past 12 seasons, and I've been the president for the last 3 seasons. And it's been a lot of fun watching the league kind of grow and then contract a bit during the COVID years, and now we've grown again, so we're back over 500 kids this season, so we're really excited.
Little League's not so little. That's a lot of kids. And also joining us today is...
My name is Phil Sukup. I am the vice president of baseball. I've been on the board for approximately 2 years. I've been coaching with Huntley Little League for 3 seasons.
Thank you both for being here. So it's the start of another Little League season. What are you looking forward to? What can we expect? Coach Todd?
So we have approximately 50 teams that play baseball and softball here in town. So here at the Dyke / Stingray campus, our primary focus is on baseball, and there's some softball. So if you guys think about it, here in Huntley, we've got Stingray Bay, which is the pool, and then Dyke Park. And in between that are a bunch of baseball fields that Huntley Little League designed about 20 years ago. Stingray 1 and 2 are their main fields for baseball over there, and Stingray 3 is our softball field. And then we have two baseball fields in Warrington Park, which is across from Stingray Bay, the pool. And that's where our older kids play baseball. And on the big field, which we call Warrington North, it's actually where we play real baseball and also 60-90. So what that means is the kids pitch at the same distance that the Cubs or White Sox pitch, and the kids run the bases the same distance as major leaguers and college players and high school players. So it's kind of our prep level for getting kids who want to keep playing as they grow up.
Did you say you have 50 teams on the roster?
So we usually have between 45, and the most teams we've ever have is 52. So we're back over 500 kids, as I said earlier. Mm-hmm. So it's a lot of kids in the area playing baseball and softball.
Age-wise, how does that get divided up?
We start kids at 6 years old, and then they play up through, we can take kids up through 16. The majority of our players are 7 through 10. To think about from a numbers perspective, it's probably about 38 of the 50 teens are those ages.
So you have the younger kids playing as you would expect, but there's a lot more to the league. Tell me a little more about that.
Little League, over the last couple of years, has given us a little bit of leeway to create some more progressive and advanced programs. So we have a new tier of Little League. They call it Little League Travel here, and Huntley plays in District 13 in Illinois. So we have started a new organization to kind of have teens feed into that. So that's called the 47s. And it's an old school homage to the Houston Astros, used to be called the Colt 45s. So I was thinking about, how do we brand this to make it local? And so obviously Route 47 is the genesis of Huntley. So we thought of something that would be really unique from a naming perspective and really tie in to the community. And then on the softball side, we just launched a new semi-travel team that they're going to be kind of a blended organization. And they're called Huntley Havoc. So they're going to play Little League softball with their peers, and then on their free time play in different travel tournaments and different games throughout the year.
Now, Coach Phil, from an administration level, what are your goals for this season?
Our ultimate goal is to field a team in Williamsport at the Little League World Series. I, with all of my heart, believe that that is 100% possible. And with the talent and the skill that I've seen out of these kids, their heart is what drives all of this. It is something that we will see here in Huntley. These kids want it, and they can play, and they play hard, and they play for Huntley. our call to action is that we are Huntley, and that means everything to this organization, to these kids, to these families, and that really is our ultimate goal, is to field a team at Williamsport at the Little League World Series.
So when you guys are out there coaching, and even during the games, is the focus on winning games and the competition, or is it teaching the kids how to be good teammates, or maybe just a little bit of both?
So that's a great question, Eric. I think ultimately our number one goal is player development, and that kind of takes on two aspects. So we want the kids to be good sports, and then we want them to get better. So I think historically, people think about sports and youth sports in general, and the stigma is, hey, it's a cutthroat thing where, hey, the only thing coaches and players care about is winning. But we're trying to make that the third objective, the first two objectives being learn the game, have fun, and get better.
So it's safe to say that while the game is important, there's so much more behind it all.
One of the things we really want to develop is a kind of a community aspect where the kids who are better make the kids who are new to the game better, and really think about ways to be unselfish toward the game and kind of a spirit of sharing. And we just want to make sure that we're embracing what Little League holds true, is that they want kids to be good citizens, good sports in general, versus, hey, they're the absolute best of the best. And so we definitely want kids of all ages and of all skill levels, and we want them to kind of sometimes work together to grow the game.
Working together means working together on and off the field, correct? So if things don't go right on the field, you still need to get along off the field.
Yeah, definitely, because I think at some point, you know, we want to grow those friendships, because that will last longer than the game in most cases. And I think when kids, you know, both baseball and softball players have an appreciation for the game, they also appreciate how difficult it can be. We really want to get up to a progressive sense of, like, the results don't always matter. We had a meeting a couple weeks ago with the managers, and I wanted to kind of tell them that really, when we think about of all the hundreds of games that we play every year, the only ones that truly matter are, like, the teams that are blessed enough to make it to the Little League World Series. And at the end of the day, there's only a handful of games that truly matter. Everything else, it should be primarily for fun. And oftentimes, parents and coaches focus on the score only and not all the other little things that happen. And oftentimes, the kids will remember the cool hit they had or the cool play they had 10 years ago versus the score of some meaningless game.
Coach Phil?
In addition to all that, what we want to do ultimately is we want the kids to continue to play baseball and love the game and grow with the game and really learn that winning attitude. And that really wraps it all up for us, is to have the kids just continue playing the game as long as they can.
Now, Coach Phil, over the 3 years you've been involved with the Huntley Little League, what is one of the biggest rewards you have personally experienced?
I'll tell you, this all started as I was forcing my kids to spend time with me, and where else better than on a baseball field? And being on the field and being with the players, really, that's my mission. That's where I want to be. And to see these kids grow and to be able to see these families in the community and to be able to see the community rally around Huntley Little League, like, come out and watch the games, fill the stands. These kids absolutely deserve it. And you'll see some exciting baseball. We've got baseball for every skill level. And I know Coach Todd had touched on this, but, you know, whether you are exceptional at baseball or you're just trying it for the first time, everybody wants to see you grow. And Huntley Little League offers multiple levels of competition. And just to be part of the community and seeing how the community has rallied around it, whether it's local businesses or how the families gravitate towards it and how the kids gravitate towards each other, it's pretty remarkable. This is exactly where I'm supposed to be.
That's so cool to hear, Coach Phil. Thanks for what both of you are doing for the kids and our families and our village. If someone just heard your passion for what you're doing and they want to get in on this, are there volunteer opportunities?
So at the beginning of the season, there's volunteer opportunities, whether you want to be a team helper, whether you want to be an assistant coach, whether you want to be a head coach. And of course, we run through all the background checks, because ultimately, the safety of our players, of our children, is paramount to anything else. And we've got a ton of opportunities for people that have a love for baseball, that have a love for great fields, have a love for great weather, because we are out there and there are some really, really beautiful days here in Huntley. I don't know what we do if we pay more in taxes to get this weather, but sometimes it's pretty great. Over the summer and later in the spring, pretty awesome.
Any last thoughts as we wrap up and get ready to start a new season of Huntley Little League?
I want to thank the community and how they've rallied around us and how they've supported us. I want to thank our fellow board members, all the work that has been done. I want to thank our coaches for all of their time and dedication to their teams and to the players. I want to thank the parents for their support. And I want to thank our partners at Huntley Park District and all their support and how well they maintain these fields. And I want to thank our sponsors and all of their support. And we wouldn't be here without anybody that I just listed. But I'll tell you, ultimately, I want to thank these players because they give all of us the inspiration and the drive to continue to do what we're doing. And I can tell you, nobody will ever quit on these kids. They are Huntley, and they are the reason why we do what we do. And if anybody wants to come out and see a great game of baseball and be part of our community, they can go to huntleylittleleague.com, look at our schedule, come out and fill the stands for these kids because they absolutely deserve it. And I promise you, you will see an excellent brand of baseball filled with heart. And it really, Huntley Little League is for everybody.
Coach Todd, Coach Phil, thank you and your families so much for taking the time to guide these teams on the journey of baseball, and more importantly, the game of life and community. If you want to learn more about Huntley Little League, if you want to volunteer or even provide financial support through your local business, just go to huntleylittleleague.com. That's huntleylittleleague.com. Thanks so much for listening today to this episode of Beyond the Bases on 101.5 FM Huntley Community Radio and huntleyradio.com.
Thanks for listening to Beyond the Bases on 101.5 FM Huntley Community Radio. If you would like to support, volunteer, or learn more about what you just heard, go to huntleylittleleague.com. That's huntleylittleleague.com. Or check them out on Facebook. Just search Huntley Little League. We hope to see you out at the old ball field soon.